are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Over the last month, apparently your opinion of where the economy is heading is a little more pessimistic than before, but still much better than it was just a couple of months ago. The latest numbers from Investors Business Daily and Technometrica Market Intelligence show a consumer optimism rating of 48.6, just about a point and a half below the Mendoza line, if you will, of 50 points. Anything above 50 is optimistic, below 50 pessimistic. With me now to explain the numbers, Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. And Terry, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, the overall number is still slightly pessimistic, but one of the things that had really dragged the overall number down was the six-month economic outlook component. I believe at one point it was right around 30, if not even a little bit below. Now it's actually in positive territory at 50.7. How important is that?
That's very important. The economic optimism index, I should tell your listeners, has three separate sub-indexes, and two of those are one looks out 6 months for how people believe the economy is doing, and the other one is personal financial outlook, which is how their own finances are looking. And both of those have risen above 50 now and have been there for 2 months. This is a very strong signal that most people see whatever's going wrong in the economy will be getting better later in the year. The third sub-index, which is the Federal Policies Index, actually fell, and that is people are expressing a bit of concern about the direction Congress, the Fed, and the President are taking.
And let's talk about that. Confidence in federal economic policies, that could include the administration, Congress, the Fed, maybe even some other areas. Is that now, by this point, a referendum on the Obama administration, or is it more complicated than that?
I think it's somewhat more complicated than that, but I think we're seeing some weakness here for President Obama. Remember, he came in with a lot of bold plans, and he got a lot of them enacted, a $787 billion stimulus, a takeover of our auto industry, and virtual control over the banks. And I think people are looking at the things they see coming out of this, the lack of clarity, the lack of transparency, the lack of rules, and the lack of a current, strong recovery. And they're wondering whether getting government involved was the best thing and possibly to do. We've seen this in a number of instances, both in our poll and in, believe it or not, letters to the editor at Investors Business Daily. So we think there's a lot of concern about the direction the government is taking. But in terms of the actual movement in the economy, people seem to be getting much more confident.
Terry, you said in your comments related to the survey, looking forward 6 months, Americans are convinced the economy will be in recovery mode. What makes you think that? What are Americans looking at, do you think, that convinces them that a half a year from now things will be even better?
Well, interest rates are low. We have, very strong signs of bottoming in housing right now. Banks are actually making profits again, and which means in the future they'll be lending even more. Durable goods spending and personal consumption spending have both risen fairly strongly in the first quarter. So there are signs that we hit a bottom sometime in the first quarter and that we may be approaching a turning point in the economy for growth. We would expect that to happen in the third or fourth quarter of this year. And when it does, it likely won't be a real strong recovery, but it will at least be growth rather than shrinking.
Usually, Terry, even when both are doing well or both aren't doing that well, the personal financial outlook is noticeably better than the six-month economic outlook. Now it's really just about a two-point gap. How rare is that, and what does it suggest?
Well, it suggests that people are still very, very wary about their own status in this economy and are concerned about mainly about jobs. This comes out all the time. People have found that their tenure and their jobs have been, very weak. And many people are losing jobs right now, and still we're having businesses announce that they're laying off workers and things. But there are signs, even here, there are signs where of positive movement. In last month's jobs report, we saw that household jobs, it's a slightly larger number than the business payroll jobs, actually increased for the month. This is a suggestion that maybe some people who have lost their jobs are going back to work as entrepreneurs of some sort.
Terry, unfortunately, we'll need to hold it there. Thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Terry Jones is Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.